The statistics suggest that the U.S. legal profession has a long way to go when it comes to diversity. In 2017, about 85% of lawyers in the United States were white. While the number of minorities and women practicing law has been slowly increasing over the last decade, some law schools, including Harvard, want to move the needle faster. As WBUR's Carrie Young reports, they're starting by taking a closer look at the law school admissions test, also known as the LSAT.
Soon-to-be Harvard law student Olivia Castor says she has strong feelings about the LSAT. First, it was expensive.
For my books, let's see, I spent about $300. And then I also had a tutoring session. I spent $2,015.
Castor took the LSAT last summer and says for about 4 months, preparing for the exam practically took over her life.
I studied March through June, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Saturday I would do a full-length test. So I was sitting around the clock, and at that point I was also working full-time.
But it wasn't just the expense that Castor struggled with.
When I first started studying, I had no idea what I was doing, and I didn't have any friends who were also studying for the LSAT.
She explains both of her parents are immigrants, and they didn't know much about the process of applying to law school. She says navigating it all on her own felt intimidating. It's stories like Castor's that pushed officials like Mark Miller, the dean of the University of Arizona Law School, to look for other standardized tests to use in admissions a few years ago.
We went with the GRE because it's so familiar and is now a basis for admissions to many different kinds of graduate programs and to business school.
The University of Arizona was the first accredited law school to offer applicants the option to submit a GRE score instead of an LSAT score in 2016. The American Bar Association requires a standardized test for admission. And for years, law schools assumed that meant the LSAT. But Miller's team showed the GRE could work too.
This was our idea, and I'm proud of that.
Some legal publications criticized the school initially, saying diversity goals were just a cover, and the GRE policy was really about revenue or filling more seats. But then, about a year later...
So we announced acceptance of the GRE in March 2017.
Harvard Law School did the same thing. Christy Jobson, the assistant dean for admissions, says improving diversity in the legal profession is something she takes personally. And the GRE policy seemed like a step in that direction.
As a practicing attorney myself and as a woman in the profession, I can tell you, riding the elevator up a fancy New York City law firm, you feel it. And walking down the courtroom hallway, you feel the lack of diversity in the profession.
Today, about 24 law schools have followed suit and accept GRE scores. So how does a test improve diversity? Well, when you talk to admissions officials, some of it boils down to simple logistics. The GRE is offered almost daily at thousands of testing centers across the world.
Conversely, the LSAT is not offered everywhere. In most countries, it's only offered once per year, maybe twice. And even here in the United States, it's only offered 9 times per year.
Then there's the test itself. Testing experts like Glenn Storr with Kaplan Test Prep say the GRE feels similar to standardized tests most college students have taken before, like the SAT.
The LSAT is unique in that it is really a wholly skills-based test.
And those skills are not as familiar to the average college grad, like a section in the legal world known as logic games, which are complex word problems that test analytical reasoning. Storr says this part strikes the most fear in the students he works with. But he adds the good news is...
Everyone can learn these skills.
But that often takes resources, and getting the right tools to help you perform competitively can be expensive. Most classes today can cost around $1,000. Tutors are even more expensive. And factors like that can make applying to law school feel out of reach for a lot of people. After 3 years, Dean Mark Miller at the University of Arizona says the GRE policy seems to be working. Officials at Harvard Law School are reporting similar results. Again, Assistant Dean of Admissions Christy Jobson.
In both years of acceptance, individuals who submitted the GRE, only the GRE, were more likely to be international, more likely to have significant work experience, more likely to have a prior graduate degree. They were also more likely to be from an underrepresented racial or ethnic group.
But the makers of the LSAT, the Law School Admission Council, push back on the criticism. Lily Knezovich, the organization's senior vice president for learning and assessment, points to the LSAT's origin story. In the 1940s, it was created to be an equalizer.
The legal educators at the time the test was developed felt we want open access to anyone who can do the work, and definitely to get away from the old boy network.
But as times change, Knezovich says the council is looking for ways to adapt. The organization recently increased the number of days the test is offered. The council also launched a new partnership with the Khan Academy, an education nonprofit, to provide free online test prep classes. Still, critics of standardized testing say law schools should go further and ditch the test requirement altogether. But law school accreditors say making that leap is tough. Law school is expensive, and they want some way to predict if a student will succeed. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.